freshman season at Hastings College, and has it gone better than you expected? I mean, you're getting a ton of playing time. You're averaging 10 points, getting a lot of playing time. I think you started maybe off the bench a little bit as well, but has it gone as well as you expected it this year?
Oh, I think so. I came to Hastings College with a very good freshman class. When I knew they were coming in, I knew there was potential for sure for the team. I knew the team last year had some really good players, so just coming in, I knew that we were going to bring something more than people expected.
And a winning record. I mean, that's the most important thing. Hey, we're winning ball games. We're 16-6 with some big games coming up. You know, on Wednesday night, you've got some big ones still in the conference, in Morningside, Concordia. And before you know it, that GPAC conference tournament's going to be right around the corner.
Yes, it is.
Best game for you, Ann, this year? Is one stand out over the others, scoring-wise, defensive-wise? What do you think your best game has been this year?
Well, so far for the team, for sure, a big obvious one was last Saturday against number one Dort. We got the win over them, and we all just really sold into the game plan and just played our hearts out, and I think surprised a lot of people.
Was the place packed? I had them packed for having the number one team in the country in town.
Yes, it was for sure. We had a game against Doan a couple weeks ago, and there was a lot of students there, like the football team packed the place. But yeah, this game for a Saturday was definitely filled.
Huge win for you, came off the bench in that one. I look at you know, in 16 minutes, you had a pretty good shooting night. 8 of 11 from the field. Holy smokes, 3 of 6 from 3. So you had a good night, didn't you?
Yes. It was definitely a good night. My teammates were definitely doing their work to allow me to have those looks.
Wow, 21 points. So obviously that Dort game all the way around is at the top of your list.
100%.
You said you got some great teammates. You learn the underclassmen learn for the upperclassmen. Talk about some of the upperclassmen. You learn from juniors and seniors how college is going, how college basketball is played. I'm sure they've helped you tremendously, haven't they?
Oh, for sure. We have two girls, Savannah and Whitney, that like to run Bible studies. So I've learned a lot from them. And Bailey Kissinger is a sophomore that has gone through some injuries this year, but it's just been really cool to watch her learn from those injuries, but also getting back on the court and playing with her is so much fun.
I'm sure the speed of the game, you noticed that right away, probably in practice sessions at the beginning of the season, then when your real first game, college game, noticed from high school, it's college, it's night and day, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. It was definitely like we started playing pickup right when we got here in August, and it was like, wow, I had to catch my breath a couple times. I was definitely not expecting.
Now, some big games, of course, here on a Wednesday against Mount Marty at home, Morningside, Concordia. For seeding purposes, what have the coaches told you about some of these big games to improve your seedings in the GPAC? Of course, wins would really help these seedings for the next couple of games, wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely. There are some definitely big games, Mount Marty and Concordia, Morningside, for sure, are important games to get us up. We're looking, hoping to get to the top four of the GPAC and get some home games for that.
Of course, you're rooming with somebody we know in Stella Heapy from Medicine Valley, and I'm sure that's been great. And your roomie, I know, talking to your mom about a week or so ago, got a varsity jersey. And I bet she was jumping for joy in cloud nine after that, wasn't she?
Oh, yes. I was so excited for her. I know all season she's really been looking for that varsity jersey, and once the JV season ended, they gave it to her, and everyone was so happy for her.
I'm sure you're keeping tabs on what's happening back at Southern Valley High School. Keeping tabs on your old teammates, aren't you?
Oh, for sure. And my sister still plays down there, and I love watching them. They're doing great. Hoping they get on a little bit of a run here postseason.
Kind of miss the high school days a little bit. I mean, college has been great your freshman season, but in some ways, yeah, you miss those high school days and playing with those girls too.
Oh, definitely. Miss playing with my sister, miss playing with Addie, and all the other girls over there. Definitely miss that group.
How about your studies? Your major and everything going good this freshman season?
Yep, so far. I'm majoring in elementary education so far. Doing pretty good.
So I take it we're going to see a teacher and coach in about 3.5 years. Is that right?
I hope so.
Somewhere down the line, someplace in this. Would you like to stay in Nebraska? I mean, that's an early question. You're just a freshman, but would you like to stay around, or does it really matter?
Yeah, I think so. I'll probably stick around Nebraska.
Could be kind of weird, and not, I'm sure, it was really weird, not, you know, for fall volleyball. You didn't have to practice that. You went right into basketball. I'm sure it's going to be kind of weird here in the springtime where you're not out there outdoors finding a high jump, a bar to jump over.
It'll be different, but I think I'll enjoy being on the court a little more than that track.
Unless the college coaches there at Hastings College just say, hey, in the outdoor season, would you like to come over and maybe jump a little bit?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think I left that in high school. I think I retired that jersey.
Yeah, those high school bars have to do for another time for somebody else. Pretty tough. After the college basketball season, the body's going to say, hey, let's just quit for a little bit and take some time off.
Oh, for sure.
You bet. And what a competition. You got a lot of girls on this roster to compete against all these girls. It's not easy, is it?
Oh, no. It's a constant battle in practice. I mean, we're all playing for each other for sure, but we play probably 10 girls like consistently, so that's definitely a plus for our team. That's what we really buy into is when we're doing scouts is we play 10 girls, we can run fast. So, yes.
Finally, and one more question. What part of your game has felt that you've got better at? I mean, you've always been a playmaker, great ball handler, great shooter, rebounder. What part of your game do you feel like you needed to get better at, and has it got better?
All year we've talked about my defense. I came into college having played 2-3 from high school into a man, so the coaches have really drilled me with my defense, and so far I think we're improving. We're improving.
So is that you play 100% man pretty much most of the time in most games?
Early season, we played a lot of man. Lately, we've been switching on and off man